Chapter 31. By the time they hurried down the boarding ramp, the wind had picked up, and the air was loud with the strident keening of sentinel beetles and the rumble of distant volcanic eruptions and thunder. Cinder, ash, and swollen drops of rain swirled around them as they ducked their heads and scampered to the edge of the platform. Thousands of noxious-smelling dweebit beetles ran riot at the edge of the barbed vegetation, and spark bees swarmed overhead. Buffeted by the gales but held in place by corrective bursts from the attitude jets, the Falcon descended into the illuminated outline. Racing around to the leading edge of the platform, Jadak placed himself in view of the cockpit and began semaphoring his arms to direct Han down. Concern rose in Leia like a tide. She had limitless faith in Han's ability to pilot the ship to a safe landing, but conditions were rapidly deteriorating. The structure itself was trembling beneath her.
3PO!
When the droid turned to her, she gestured to what looked to be a safer spot at the extreme edge of the platform.
Take Amelia over there!
The wind made off with C-3PO's response, but he obeyed, taking Alana by the hand and leading her away. The Falcon was just 5 meters from touching down when the port braking jets flared out and that side of the ship crashed down onto the platform. From inside the structure came the sound of aged machinery grinding into service. Massive parts slid into place, cogs engaged, and the turbolift began to descend into the structure, taking with it the suddenly lopsided ship and everyone outside it. The Falcon's repulsor lifts were still holding the starboard side of the ship aloft, a few meters above the deck of the turbolift, when all at once the lift tipped violently to the opposite side. Leia was sliding toward the edge when she felt someone grasp her outstretched arm. Looking up, she saw Post, flat on his back, with one hand clasped on an illuminator and the other viced around her wrist. At the same instant, Leia heard Alana scream and twisted her head around in time to see the girl and C-3PO plummet over the edge of the tip turbolift and land in foliage that had fastened itself to the pyramid's interior walls.
Grandma!
Alana shouted. Giving herself over to the Force, Leia scrambled to a squatting position. Still anchored by Post's hand, she gazed down over the edge of the deck. C-3PO, who had fallen backward into the vegetation, had managed to find handholds among the branches. By landing on top of him, Alana had missed being impaled on the thorns, but her grip on him was tenuous. Scattered illuminators shone through the foliage, but their light wasn't strong enough to penetrate the gloom beneath the turbolift. The floor could be hundreds of meters below.
"Link your arms around 3PO's neck," Leia said. 3PO, don't let her fall. Just hold on, I'm coming for you.
But even as she said it, she knew she couldn't reach them. Strength and the Force didn't confer superhuman abilities. Those had to be earned through practice. And the distance to Alana was simply more than she could leap with any surety. She experienced the same lack of faith in herself that she had experienced at Coruscant 3 years back, when she had tried to hold the Falcon together during a difficult landing. Her blood ran cold. Had they come this far only to lose another member of their family?